This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A day after it was reported that a Helena woman was granted a temporary restraining order against Republican Montana Senate President Jason Ellsworth, the woman has withdrawn her request for the permanent protective measure. A court hearing was scheduled for next week on issuing a permanent order of protection for Lindsay Marolo against Jason Ellsworth. The temporary restraining order for Marolo had been issued by a justice of the peace in early May after Marolo attested that Ellsworth physically assaulted her and threatened her with a loaded gun last October, and that she feared for herself and her daughter. After Marolo told Ellsworth to leave her alone, Ellsworth continued to send her unwanted communication. Marolo and Ellsworth now say their relationship is over, and Marolo attested to the court that she no longer needs a permanent restraining order against Ellsworth. Jason Ellsworth has served in the state Senate since 2019 and was elected Senate president ahead of the 2023 legislative session. In 2021, he pleaded guilty to a charge of obstructing a peace officer resulting from a traffic stop on a highway east of Helena. Bozeman City Commissioner and the owner-operator of Iho's, a popular Korean restaurant, Iho Pomeroy has been diagnosed with brain cancer. Pomeroy underwent surgery to remove an aggressive glioblastoma tumor on June 23rd and is currently in Billings recovering, says her son-in-law, John Jans. A GoFundMe page to help pay Pomeroy's medical bills and treatment costs, as well as to pay for a trip back to Korea where she was born, was started over the weekend. By late Tuesday afternoon, the GoFundMe page had raised more than $40,000, and the comments that people left were a testament to how many people in Bozeman know and love Iho. Her family invites anyone who wants to drop off a card or flowers to do so at the restaurant at 321 West Main Street. Pomeroy has been reading cards in the morning to gain strength for the recovery work she is doing during the day. The family is also hoping to find a connection at the Mayo Clinic or the MD Anderson Cancer Center for a second or third consultation on her treatment. Pomeroy has been clear about her wish to visit Korea, Jan said. She was born and raised there and met her husband Derek there before moving to Montana. In Bozeman, she started a food cart that eventually became a restaurant near the MSU campus. She recently opened up in a new location downtown. Iho Pomeroy first won a seat on the Bozeman City Commission in 2013, was re-elected in 2017, and again re-elected for a third term in 2021. Montana State wildlife officials have confirmed the first reported sighting of a grizzly bear in the Pryor Mountains in what is primarily open grassland and badlands in southeast Montana. The Pryor Mountains are in Carbon and Bighorn counties in Montana and in Bighorn County, Wyoming. The mountain range is on the Crow Indian Reservation and in the Custer National Forest, with portions of the Pryors on private land. State wildlife officials confirmed the species of the observed bear from a photograph. Although sightings of potential grizzly bears in the Pryor Mountains have been reported in recent years, this is the first confirmed sighting. Historically, grizzly bears did occupy most of Montana, including the Pryor Mountains, but likely have not inhabited these mountains since the late 1800s. Grizzly bears are federally protected under the Endangered Species Act in the lower 48 states. There is a healthy population of black bears in the Pryor Mountains. Wildlife officials contacted area landowners to alert them to the observation and provide them with information on bear conflict prevention. Game cameras were installed in the Pryor Mountains area. Officials searched for additional bear signs, specifically hair, for DNA testing to determine the grizzly bear's origin. At the young age of 13, Australian skateboarder Arissa True has achieved something no woman or girl before her has, landing a 720-degree rotation in competition. The trick, invented by skateboarding legend Tony Hawk in 1985, involves two full mid-air rotations. Arissa reached the milestone at the Vert Alert competition, hosted by none other than Hawk himself. The trick is so difficult that very few skateboarders, male or female, have accomplished it. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.